This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. State lawmakers are continuing a multi-year effort to tighten up the rules for Colorado's funeral homes. A bipartisan bill would make it a deceptive trade practice for a funeral director to steal a client's money, as well as a Class 1 misdemeanor. Colorado is in the process of rolling out licensing standards and minimum training requirements for people who work in the funeral industry. 10 hospitals, nearly a quarter of the state's rural hospitals, face the risk of closure. That's according to an analysis from the Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform. Three could shut their doors in the next 2 to 3 years. Michelle Mills, CEO of the Colorado Rural Health Center, says the impact would be devastating.
Typically what happens if a rural hospital closes, then many other businesses go away too. And it's very difficult to attract new businesses to the community.
It also forces nearby residents of the community to travel a long distance for emergency or inpatient care. The Supreme Court will take up a Colorado case challenging whether state governments can ban conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus minors. The conservative-led court's decision comes as President Trump continues to target transgender people, including a ban on military service and an end to federal funding for some gender-affirming care. Roughly half the states prohibit trying to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity through counseling. Opponents say the law violates the speech rights of counselors. But defenders of the bans argue they regulate the conduct of state-licensed professionals. Boulder City Council has approved $66 million in bonds to pay for flood mitigation work at CU Boulder South. The land was annexed by the University of Colorado in 2021. It sits alongside the South Boulder Creek and is vulnerable to extreme floods. CU says the flood prevention project will help protect 2,200 residents and 1,100 homes. This is CPR News in KRCC.